Blog Talk Radio.
Fifth Dimensional Living with your host, Diane Bachberger. Diane has been given message from the fifth dimension and higher to bring greater peace and understanding to the lives of others. She lives and experiences these higher dimensions to help our world come into balance and to raise to a higher vibration of love. You can find more information on Diane on Facebook at www.facebook.com/dbachberger1 as she shares great wisdom with the world. Let's welcome your host of Fifth Dimensional Living, Diane Bachberger.
Hello everyone, this is Diane and thank you for listening in on Fifth Dimensional Living. Tonight we have a special show with Mara Bel Domino, and it's entitled The Magdalena Feminine Energy Emerged, Lessons of a Feminine Warrior. And this should be a pretty interesting show because right now the masculine and the feminine energy are stepping forward and working out a way to balance themselves out. Mara, in the title here, it says that she's bringing forth the most recent downloads, upgrades, experiences, and lessons of the Magdalena. And she's offering gifts from her spiritual lineages. She has walked the illuminated pathway in this lifetime for over 20 years in service to others. Her ancient lineages have gifted her with many insights that flow from subtle, mysterious, and at times unexpected journeys into the highest of unattainable frequency in each timeline in existence. This show is to further and to help her explain her legacy and promise to source. Unfortunately, we weren't able to bring the music and the meditations, but I'm not sure if she's going to bring some meditations forth anyway, but it would be nice. So, if we can't do the music this show, I can do another show where we can do that. And it goes on to say that her spirit name is Lasoli, C-O-T-A. I'm going to get her to repeat that because I'm sure I didn't pronounce it right. And she's a Reiki master, quantum healer, and touch facilitator. And she, has done a lot of different types of holistic healing. She's healed animals, and she's a herbologist. And her journey led her into education, completing a diploma as holistic wellness practitioner at Southwest Institute of Healing Arts. And her journey in the illuminated pathway has taken to her, as I said before, into various modalities. And this began from childhood. So her mission is with divine mind and open heart to gift others with her truth and her truth-based empowering renewing of her gift of love. So we'll see how things go and talk about the feminine and masculine energy and what's going on with that right now. Today is July the 11th, and it's 8:03 p.m. It's 2014. Tomorrow is a full moon in Capricorn, and the reason why I'm mentioning this is it's July, and so this sign of Cancer, Sun's in Cancer. In Capricorn, they're opposite, pretty much opposite signs. And when you look at the feminine masculine energy and polarity in 3D, they're combating each other, but they're sort of opposites too. So I just thought that was kind of interesting. The feminine energy has been suppressed for so long, and how we've seen it is expressed in ways that may not be so forceful, but in dream time, in the subconscious, and, in the arts, that's where the feminine energy expresses itself. And I've talked about it on many, many shows. But since about 2012, the deep healing of the feminine energy has come to the surface. And, you know, this ancient force that creative energy came from, the feminine energy, has been doing a lot of healing and making peace with itself and joining with the masculine energy. So the feminine energy is, it marks the vitality and, you know, immortality. So without feminine energy being balanced with the masculine energy, our vitality isn't as intense. And lifespan has gone down because of it. So with the balance of the masculine feminine energy, the vitality within the person shifts and the energy centers expand. And that's what I've been talking about on the show, you know, for the last 2 years. So right now, because we're in this full moon in Capricorn, it's a super moon, and it brings forth a lot of intensity and increased awareness and realizing the balance of things. You know, this is what we're looking at, the balance and the opposites and balancing them, the masculine and feminine, but in an earthy way because it's in the sign of Capricorn. So it's all about feeling emotion and disappointments in life and looking at them. Because we went through this Mercury retrograde that shifted July the 1st. It went direct. But we're still in that shadow period that I talked about on the show on Wednesday. And, well, I do the shows Wednesday at 11 a.m. as of recent. So, you know, it's all about keeping that balance within your life and that direction in your life and starting a completely new way of doing things. It's looking, you know, maybe at this Cancer and Capricorn and how can we blend these energies? And, you know, Capricorn has to do with the earth, but it also has to do with business and getting ahead and those sorts of things. And Cancer is the emotion. So it's all about communication right now and a need to talk and express oneself. This is what we went back in this retrograde to do, to look at what we weren't doing and what wasn't working and what is going to help us, you know, expand ourselves. So, and also, you know, besides the private part of oneself and expressing oneself to the family and friends and to animals and expressing your emotions in your life, it goes beyond that into the public and social part of your life. And, you know, people were concerned about their reputation and things like that, and in 3D. And the masculine energy, it was all about power. When it's not balanced with the feminine energy, it can kind of take over, and it's caused some issues, you know, but also the feminine energy became distorted in the process. So I guess, you know, that's what we're going to have a little bit of a look at today. So it's about looking at your emotions, but doing it in a way that is more balanced and controlled and releasing energy. So people have repressed their emotions. They've contained their emotions. They have been unable to express their emotions. They've been inhibited and denying their feelings and, you know, feeling social responsibility and, you know, being ambitious. So it's all about taking these opposites and balancing them right now. You know, there was a grand cross in April, but it was balanced with water signs to help offset it and to help the ascension process happen. You know, as our energy expands, we're balancing things within ourselves. And this is what you do when you go through fifth dimensional consciousness. And that's what I talk about on the show. You know, we have to look beyond the old ways of doing things right now. Because, you know, right now, because of the masculine energy, it's been very destructive. And using fossil fuels have been very destructive to the earth. And, you know, the earth is a feminine energy and wants to us. You know, besides all this stuff, the Mars in Libra and Uranus in Aries has allowed, or recently people to look at the codependency in relationships and, you know, between the masculine and feminine energy within ourselves. You know, the balance isn't about being dependent on one or the other. It's about flowing together. And not one's better than the other. And within 3D, there has been trouble with splitting and polarity, and it's caused a ruckus within society and within humanity as a whole. Anyway, I've said enough, and, you know, I just would mention that if you're interested in Earth Angels Radio, please go to www.earthangelsradio.com to find out about the many shows that we have on Earth Angels Radio. And they're all about the inner journey, and everyone's at a different speed, so there's different shows for different people. And we also broadcast, but this isn't going to be broadcast on Impact Player Music Nation, but please go to www.ipmnation.com to find out about the shows there and all the Earth Angel radio shows. So we have about 2 hours and 18 minutes left, so I'm going to click on and speak to Mara. Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you really well.
Great, thank you. Well, hello, everyone, beloveds. This is Mara Baldovino, and thank you for having me on your show today. It's really a very, very interesting timeline. We're having a supermoon, and it's really intense because we are still in the shadow period of the Mercury retrograde. Mm-hmm. We're still bumping into stuff, and, you know, things seem to be going slow still. It seems to me like the intensity of the Mercury retrogrades are becoming stronger than they used to be, only because we are now to be in a place where we can actually manage it, you know, to the point where we're able to work with it. I think that that's only because the frequencies have risen to the highest attainable, you know, in this reality. So there are, you know, many multidimensional realities that we're existing in at this moment. And, you know, that's so, like, the show that I'm bringing forth today has a lot to do with the feminine energy, basically, and the experiences that I've experienced and the energy and the information that I've received. And, you know, a lot of it has to do through the Magdalena, Mary Magdalena energy. And I'll talk a little bit about that. And then what I'll do is I'll talk a little bit more about how we are, as a feminine energy, how we are responding, how the male energy is responding. We'll find, I'll give you a solution as to, you know, what it is that we are to be doing in order to assist ourselves in upgrading. I do the bio network of Kundalini show, and I, you know, it's been a while. I've been off the air for 5 months. Took 5 months off because I'm working on a business venture that I have, and that is something that I've been waiting for. That's like my life's work, to my legacy, and it's through Mara's legacy that I'm bringing forth, just different, it's just different things. It's, I mean, if I go into it at this moment, obviously it's going to take a lot more time, but, you know, what my legacy and my guiding mission is that, you know, I bring with a divine mind and with open heart, you know, a gift to everyone that wants to hear and learn, through, in my experience, and it's based on empowering and renewing and uplifting information from evolved ascended masters, beings of light, and the collective family of light. The Higher Council of Seven are beings that I have transmitted from for many years now, since it began like 2008. And there's a lot, you know, a lot of things on my channel, Mara's Legacy, on Blog Talk Radio. There's a lot of different opinions, obviously. People, a lot of information. There's a lot of information on my channel. I did the show for 5 years, and then I decided to take 5 months off.
Pardon
me?
I'm hearing some feedback or something. I'm not sure what that is.
Oh, yeah, I heard that too. But that's what I was telling you, that because the frequency is so strong, you know, I've actually activated to the highest attainable frequency at this moment. And I haven't done a show, like I said, in quite some time.
Uh-huh.
So it's good.
The Aptorians
like that
to
way.
Listen too.
Yes. Well, that's what
they
happens
like to listen
as well. Yeah, what happens that as well, you know, that when I'm actually talking and I'm talking about a particular subject or, you know, whatever it is, sometimes the higher council of seven, obviously, and their frequency together with mine, it's just really intense. And you can tell because it starts to sound like there's just waves, you know.
Well,
and,
I can
and
see
so
them
far,
looking down.
Yes, yes, they are always very
yeah.
interested in, and you know, because what happens is that we anchor them, you know, and that's what we do. We anchor them, those that are that have actually scripted, the ones that have actually you know, agreed to bring information forth through transmissions. What they do is they're not informed. They're able to assist us, but we give them permission to be able to transmit through in-soul. That's what I do. It's an in-soul transmission, and it's a little bit complicated because it's not like the channeling that was done in the past. There was a lot of intrusion with that. You know, there was a lot of beings that would come in that were not even, they were trickster energies, or, you know, they were just not really in tune with, they were not really here to give information that would assist anyone in evolving or, you know, raising their frequency or upgrading. So that's the reason why it took so long for me to actually even, because I've heard them since I was a child, but I've never, you know, said I will tell someone about it. I'll, you know, come public. And I did in 2008 after we figured out a way to do it. They figured out a way to do it. They were able to tap in through my soul, and my soul transmits the information, and somehow it comes out of my mouth, you know. And it's like basically when I'm doing the transmissions, I'm able to, you know, at first I would just take off. I'd go everywhere. I mean, I'd go to the cosmos. I would just, you know, jump timelines and just not be here. But then how would happen is when I would return, I would always have to have someone with me because I would have to be called back, you know, and that was at the beginning. And
I've
then
had
I would
that
start
happen.
And I had to start shaking, and then I get really hungry. And, you know, as obviously I progressed through, you know, this process, I started to change where, you know, I was able to even listen to the show and just be, you know, active. And, you know, everything was like I could hear everything they were saying, and, you know, it was amazing. I was just it changed, obviously. I did that for, you know, up until I still do it now. You know, obviously, I have tons of transmissions that I've typed into the computer, and, you know, I haven't done any publicly lately, but, you know, they're still around, and they will be here until they're, you know, we're ready to create the shift of the ages, which that's, you know, what's happened is we've already, I don't know if you know this, but I'm not sure there's a lot of us that have gone through so much. You know, everyone thought that 2012 was going to be, no, I'm getting out of my subject, but I'll return in a second. But the thing is that we have, you know, we had gone through a process where, you know, everyone thought 2012 would be the time when we would go home. You know, that would be the end of life as we knew it. So, you know, I went on the air many times and said, well, you know, we're not going to go through this. But what happened is that NASA actually confirmed that the magnetic pole reversal of the sun has already happened. It happened just recently, you know.
January.
Yes, it happened, exactly. So that's what happens first. See, all of the universe and the multiverses are going through the same process. It's just a natural process that happens, you know, with the shifting of, you know, the evolution of just all of creation. And so what happened is I was told by the Higher Council of Seven and other beings that once we heard about the magnetic pole reversal of the sun, not too long after that, and obviously for them, you know, time is literally non-existent. So for them, you know, an hour is like infinity. You know, they have no idea because they're in a different frequency than we are. So basically, you know, they don't give an exact time. So there's no way for us to even know. So that's the reason why there has been so many people that have come and they have, you know, proclaimed, I know, to, you know, this day is going to be the end of it. You know, this is it. You know, we've had people like that since the beginning of time. But there is no way that anyone can tell when the shift will occur.
It's even happened already. Most people just aren't aware of it.
Well, it hasn't happened yet. And, you know, it's like, I know that this show is about fifth dimensional living. But, you know, obviously, I used to use a lot of the you know, dimensional, I would say third dimension, fourth dimension, fifth dimension. And, you know, I would do that because that's what I learned early on. And that's how I was able to communicate to everyone. But really, the frequency is endless, so there is really no limitations. There are no limitations at all. You know, it evolves as it's supposed to evolve into, you know, and we're made of numbers. You know, numbers. We love numbers. You know, humans just love numbers. So everything has to be, you know, coded and scripted somehow. You know, so that's, you know, there's a lot of people that are living in a frequency where they're able to just basically jump timelines, you know, instantaneously. So they're able to be in different frequencies, you know, at different times. And there's just a lot of that, you know, that transformation. And so for a lot of people, it feels as though we've already shifted, you know, but it's like then you see that the you know, density, the lower density, which is, you know, called, many still call it third dimension, it's still very much in existence. That has to come in order before anything happens, before Mother Earth Mother's womb can actually give birth to the you know, the evolutionary process. The third dimensional world has to awaken still. And, you know, it's interesting because we just don't know the people that are awakening. It's just really so hard to tell because everyone is going through different processes. And everyone, I don't know if you hear this, but I hear this a lot, especially from my mom. She says, you know, everybody's sick. But what's happening is that bio-network of Kundalini, and which is the process that our bodies, our form, it's taking a process. It's going through different things, and that's the reason why I started to do the bio network of Kundalini, because it's the Kundalini energy, the pranic energy that assists us in receiving the frequencies when it's attainable. Mm-hmm. You know, there's certain timelines when the cosmic realm sends energy through from the central sun through the Milky Way, and it's downloaded to the womb of Mother Earth. And the reason why I just started to call it the womb of the Earth Mother's womb, because we are star seeds. You know, there's plenty of us, and there's other types of people and types of, you know, that are not obviously star seeds. They are simply have incarnated, and there's just, you know, like obviously we can do a whole show about that. You know, how there's various types of creations just within the Earth, the planet Earth. But there is this I guess you call it between worlds, where, you know, there's still the school of life, and we're still going through our lessons, our experiences, taking our tests, and doing everything that we incarnated to do. And that's something that has been for eons. And so then there's that that energy field where it's the, you know, the Mother Earth, it's really a womb. And, you know, it's really the way it was shown to me is so beautiful. It's like we starseeds are little tiny babies inside her womb. You know, we're just awaiting to give be given birth. We just want to give birth. We want to birth into a new reality. We want that's the reason we came here for. You know, this is the reason we incarnated. This is the reason why there's over 7 billion people in existence. You know, and through that process, and in order for us to change and to shift into and be and give birth, you know, for her to give birth to us, we have to be in a place of higher consciousness. And it takes a collective effort. It's not just individually. You know, it's when we do it as a collective. In other words, together, we all together assist one another, and you know, teach one another from our experiences. And whoever wants to listen to what it is we have to say, and you know, then obviously they can pick up some information from there. They're able to, you know, activate to the higher frequencies. They're able to upgrade. You know, that's the reason why there's, you know, some of us have the gift of healing. And, you know, actually everyone really is able to do it, but there's just so many people that are not in remembrance of their gift. So they really are not aware. But, you know, it's like I was mentioning to someone the other day that there's, you know, you notice that there's all these babies being born. Yeah, I heard that. I heard that echo right now. That's interesting. It's always happened since, gosh, I said that happened a lot in my shows. So if I sound echoey, excuse me. That's my energy. So what I was saying is that there's a lot of females incarnating. And, you know, just about every baby, it's like I'd say maybe out of 10, 9 of them are females. You know, I have 11 grandchildren, and only one male, and you know, 10 of them are females. And so, you know, I started to notice that, and I started to see how interesting that is. That, you know, this is a timeline where, you know, the energy of the Magdalena, and I will talk a little bit about her and what who she is, and you know, obviously what it's all about and how we were, you know, and it's really interesting that you brought up the subject that we are, you know, it's distorted, that the energy is distorted. Mm-hmm. And because it's just, the energy has been distorted for eons since the male energy decided to, you know, be the controllers, you know, they started to come in. And, you know, there was a time when the feminine energy, I mean, they're queens, they ran, you know, just they had the power to, and it was a better earth, you know, during that time. There was the existence of the third dimension was not even attainable at all. It was peace, harmony, and at some point, you know, all that, just the male energy took, you know, control of it. And this is the reason why things just started getting distorted. And so now is a timeline where the energy of the Magdalena is assisting us in coming forth as feminine energies. And this goes for males as well. You know, the males, you see that so many men are now, you know, just very open to, they're very gentle, very open to loving and to, you know, even just the way they dress and the way that they communicate, you know, and the way they treat the female energy is just beautiful. I mean, there's just, I see a lot of that. But then you turn around and you see that there's the majority that are still fighting that. You know, they don't want to give up that power. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't want it. They don't want the feminine energy to transform. You know, they want it to remain in despair, and they want the female energy to remain in their hormones, you know, like they said. But then, you know, it's been discovered also that men go through andropause, which is, you know, basically the same thing as the menopause, you know, the women go through. And now, you know, men are understanding that they also have hormones, you know. They covered that one up too. And it was a big surprise when men started to feel all this, you know, energy that they just didn't feel good. You know, they didn't know what was going on. they were in their 40s, and, you know, it's probably started in their late 30s, and, you know, just like a woman does, you know. And it was a big surprise to them, and they're still, they was, you know, I have a lot of talk with men about that, and they just will not accept it. A lot of them will say, no, there's no such thing, you know. I have no hormones, you know. So it's pretty interesting. I feel bad for them sometimes. I was like, you know, let me tell you what you can do to feel better, you know. And that's one of my healing modalities that I do. I'm assisting the male energy to get through that period of the andropause. And, you know, even, I mean, obviously it hasn't been publicized that you know, even young males go through, you know, the same thing, like, you know, premenopausal symptoms and stuff like that. I mean, and even like PMS and stuff, you know, like women do. And so because you see that the children, the boys have the same thing. They have their hormones. They act like they're, you know, going through PMS. And I haven't heard anything about anybody saying, you know, actually scientists or, you know, they haven't really come forward and said, well, yeah, boys do go through the same thing, except, you know, obviously it's not the same as a feminine energy. But, you know, it's like that'll come through eventually, obviously, and it should, because they're medicating these boys, this you know, males, that they're young and they think that they're going crazy, or they have, you know, what is that called, ADD and or all kinds of
attention
different
deficit
diagnoses. Yeah, well, just, yes, attention deficit disorders. They give all kinds of different names to what this male, you know, younger males are going through.
Uh-huh.
And it's basically the same thing. It's the hormones, you know, that's really affecting them. So we, you know, the world is transforming, really. You know, the earth in itself, even in the third dimension, it's getting more intense if
it's
you're
at
dwelling
higher
in
level
the third dimension.
Third dimension.
And, you know, I'm going to share some stuff that I've gone through, some experiences that
I've
had.
Can I tell you something first before
yes.
we go on? Carol loaded the music up that you wanted.
Oh,
and
she did.
I had to refresh the system.
Okay.
And it has me being in two places at one time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking for the music, and so I'm not exactly sure.
I gave you the names, but I think I typed them into Facebook.
Yeah, but no, she actually put them onto the system, but I can't see them. So
what do you
I'm
mean?
Not sure
oh,
if,
you can't
if
see them
Carol
because you have
can activate them.
Are you able to see the chat room? I'm not the chat room, the
oh, yeah.
The studio?
I'm on the studio. And I'm
okay,
looking
you're on
for the
studio,
music
so,
right now.
So
but I had
to
go out
probably,
to refresh the system
because
exactly. she loaded them after the show started.
Oh,
so
okay.
I'm sorry to interrupt you because I know
well,
you have
okay, thoughts. That's fine. That's fine because I actually was going to start talking about the female energy. But that's good. Mm-hmm. We can actually play one of the songs because it's really what it is that I always have music because music, especially the music that I've chosen, it has codes and the codes activate whoever is listening to it. So
yeah.
I do that just
but
to,
I can't
to make,
see them. I've
I know,
refreshed
you will, so,
things.
Okay.
So I'm hoping Carol can also activate this if she can
did
see them.
Did you already try to refresh it?
Yeah, I
reloaded?
Did. And it
or
has
still
is being on two, still being on. And so I had to call in as a guest or as a caller in.
Oh,
so
really?
I've been two. I don't know. Maybe I split myself. I don't know. But I'm sorry about that.
Right
but I'm just hoping, you know, that
uh-huh.
Carol can activate the music. I don't know if she can come on and talk to you.
Uh-huh.
She can do that. But
well, I mean, the one of the songs, is it still in alphabetical order? I know a lot of things have changed, you know, on Blog Talk Radio, so I'm not sure. Are they still in like, alphabetical order? Because one of them is called Temple Door.
Yeah, she told me that. But
okay.
I don't see it at all, even though I've refreshed the whole thing.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah,
did
I know.
She just upload them? Yeah, see,
yeah.
I have no idea how Blog Talk mm-hmm. Radio does, you know, that now.
She said she could see them, but I couldn't see them. And so what I did, mm-hmm. I went out and came back in again.
Oh, okay.
And it wouldn't let me come back in as, you know, the person, you know, so.
As the host.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
so I had to come in and be able to talk to you.
So probably what you need to do is you need to hang up and call back in. But I don't know if they'll
listen
to that.
That's what I did.
And no, but
and it wouldn't let me.
Yeah,
said the host is still there.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I thought they would have fixed that by now. There should be a way that you're able to.
Yeah. So what I'll do is if Carol could come on here, I'll see if I can get her on here. Carol, is that you? Hello? Maybe I shut her off. Can you hear me, Carol? Oh, well, I thought I would be able to activate her, but I guess pardon me?
No, even then, she's probably not going to be able to call in as a host. You know, the host is the one that has to be able to, is the one that's able to play the music.
Okay, so what I'll do, I guess I'll have to try again. So you could go ahead and finish what you were doing, and I'll try it again, okay?
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Hope you come back. Oh, I hear it ringing. Interesting. So, yes, the Magdalena energy, and I'd like to talk about the Magdalena energy when she returns. So we can actually, I'll just continue talking about what's happening right now as far as the where we are in this particular timeline of just accelerated states. I mean, we are just moving so fast. And, you know, it's really interesting that that's happening because we actually have a conscious incarnation. I mean, we all have, and the only thing, the thing is that we have the, you know,